Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up at the end of the show today, Mad Max has submitted an entry for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
I'm glad you got that.
It's pretty dumb. So we shall oblige. We want to make our friends feel comfortable on this show. Let me give you a couple of nougats, a couple of rich and creamy nougats, a couple of chicken nougats.
Sure.
On last night's game one. All right. Ben Golliver of ESPN says the Pacers have now cheated death 4 times in this year's playoffs. The Bucks, Milwaukee, had a 97.9 winning percentage, what do they call that? Win likelihood or win probability percentage,
yeah.
Right? Up 7 points in the final 35 seconds, and Indiana won. The Cleveland Cavaliers had a 95.9 win percentage. Up 7 points in the final minute, Indiana won. So that's 2 7-point comebacks inside the final minute, one specific in the final 35 seconds. As we know, the Knicks had a 99.7 win likelihood percentage, up 14 points. I think that was about the 250 mark, he just says, in the final 3 minutes, but I believe it was 250 in game one. And Indiana won in overtime. And the Thunder last night had a 96.4 win probability percentage, up 9 in the final 3 minutes. Now, again, that lead was as big as 15. And actually, I keep saying in the 8-minute mark, it was actually the 9-minute mark. It was somewhere in the middle nines. Whatever. I mean, whatever. It was 15 with like 9 and change left to go. Again, not impossible, not insurmountable, but there was not a shred of evidence at that point other than Oklahoma City not being able to expand their lead from, I don't know, 12 to 15, and it was kind of hovering around that, to 22 to 25. That was the only thing that you could really hold on to. Even Indiana's miraculous comeback history here, as we just stated, was not really something that you could hang your hat on because they've never played as good of a defensive team as Oklahoma City. The Knicks weren't. The Bucks weren't. The Cavaliers weren't. They played good teams. They haven't played anybody as good as Oklahoma City, specifically on defense. And, you know, some of those wins on the road, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, so on and so forth. But, I mean, again, that's pretty incredible, right? Now, I'm not sure how to say her name, but she runs like an independent blog site or something for NBA stats. Kirthika Uthayakumar, one of the strangest names I've ever seen. Indiana has come back from down 15 or more five times. The most such comebacks in a single postseason in the play-by-play era since 1997. The Pacers are 5-3 in this postseason when they go down by 15 or more in this year's playoffs. Think about that. Over the Pacers' final 23 games, this comes from Hoosier Review. Obi Toppin, 3 points. Miles Turner, 3 points. That was that crazy, like, corner three bank. Halliburton, obviously, with the game-winning shot. Siakam, a free throw. Nesmith, 3 points. And this is, again, just in their final 23 points. This isn't the final quarter or anything like that. Nembhard, 3 points. And two free throws. Siakam with two. And Halliburton with... Oh, okay. So this is not their totals. This is just how the Pacers' final 23 points went. Okay, so let me back up. Obi Toppin with the first three. Miles Turner had then 5 points in a row. A three and then a two. Halliburton with two. Siakam a free throw. Nesmith three. Nembhard a three. Nembhard then made two free throws, Siakam two, and Halliburton with the game-winning field goal. And if you look at the balanced scoring across the board and how they finished, Siakam finished with 19, Toppin finished with 17, he was huge, Turner 15, Tyrese Halliburton 14, Andrew Nembhard 14, and Aaron Nesmith with 10. And again, you look at how bad the Oklahoma City Thunder were offensively in this game outside of SGA. And even SGA, I would say in the second half, I mean, like, Max, you tell me, because apparently I'm not capable of uttering a coherent thought on the NBA because I don't love the NBA. And apparently you have to be a honk in order to offer a critique. Did you feel like SGA, as good as his bottom line numbers were, did you feel like he was a dominant presence in that game throughout? Not just in the first half. A dominant presence throughout, as 38 points would suggest.
No, to be short to it. Like, it's just, it didn't feel like a Shea takeover like it probably should have. Right. Now, it could have been a lot better for Shea. Like, Shea could have hit that two right at the end and had a 40-point game and would have come away with a win, and, you know, we'd be singing his praises. But instead, he misses it, and we're on the flip side. Halliburton goes down, buries a two, and makes it 111-110. So it just didn't feel like that signature shame moment that it feels like it could have been. I gotta go no on that.
I mean, this is why the context of why you can't just look at stats, analytics, a box score, mm-hmm. and go, oh, he had a great game. Because Shea Gilgeous-Alexander had 38 points, shot nearly 50% from the floor, but he misses a mid-range jumper with 12 seconds left. Indiana doesn't call a timeout, which, thank God. And it got them a good defensive matchup. But thank God they didn't do what every other team in the NBA does, which is call timeout after timeout after timeout. And they just roll up the floor, and they get Tyrese Halliburton free for a shot, and bang. I don't know. A couple of other numbers real quickly, and then we'll move on. If you want to talk about the NBA Finals, we're here. If you want to talk about the Stanley Cup Final, we're here. This was an incredible number, I thought. Ready for this one? Did you see this? FanDuel put this out. Teams are one. Let me give you the nugget first, and then I'll give you the entire math.
I did see this.
Teams in the NBA Finals trailing by 7 or more points with 3 minutes left in the game. And I would say a 7-point lead is nothing. Okay? But a 7 or more point lead with 3 minutes left in the game or less since the start of the 1997 playoffs. Teams that are trailing by 7 or more with 3 minutes left in the game or less are 1-122. Now, that's just in the finals. That's since 1997. 1-122. If I told you with 2 minutes and 58 seconds left, you're down by seven, that's by no, whether you're Indiana or not, whether you have Tyrese Halliburton or not, that's nothing, right? I mean, down 7 points with 10 seconds left, that's different than 2 minutes and 50 seconds. That's crazy that some of those teams, I don't know how many, were down 7 or 8 with probably 2 minutes and 45 seconds or more and couldn't make that deficit up more than one time. In the finals. Crazy. Let me give you another one. Oklahoma City had a 25-7, this is according to Chris Mannix of Sports Illustrated, a 25-7 turnover advantage. So Indiana was minus 18, right? We talk about takeaways in the NFL all the time. Indiana, like, think about it, right? Remember that Eagles game at Landover, at Northwest Stadium in late December, where the Commanders, yes, they won that game, and everybody said, well, it's only because of Jalen Hurts. Remember, they turned the ball over 6 times in that game. 6. And they still won. 6.
Thank you, Devontae Smith.
That's literally like last night. I mean, again, you're minus 18 in turnover differential, essentially.
So the first half of that game, did it stink, or was it?
The first half of
the Eagles-Commanders game.
No. It was very entertaining.
Interesting.
But, you know what happened? The Commanders played like poo-poo in a lot of ways. But they made a couple of big plays. One on an interception by Frankie Louvu on a little screen of Kenny Pickett that led quickly to their first touchdown, and one at the end of the half to Jayami Brown. And then I think followed up right after that by a big play to Terry for the touchdown that got them, you know, within shooting distance. Yeah, look, if you look at it real quickly here, right, the Oklahoma City Thunder had 6 turnovers. 6. 6 turnovers. Just 6. I mean, it's incredible, right? And they forced 24 turnovers. So, again, minus 18. And they lost at home. That tells you, it doesn't tell you everything, but it tells you a lot about how crazy the comeback was, yes. How unlikely the comeback was, yes. But also how bad Oklahoma City was offensively. And they were. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was 14 of 30 from the floor, including that big miss at the end. What was he, like 12, 13 feet from the basket? Whatever it was. It was a mid-range jump shot. But he was nearly 50% from the floor. Everyone else except for Dort, for the most part, stunk offensively for Oklahoma City. That's why I said it was such a, not such a bad game. Why I said game was kind of blah. Because as good as Oklahoma City was defensively in the first half, that's how they were offensively throughout, not just in a half, throughout. Oklahoma City shot nearly 40% from the floor, which in and of itself isn't awful. It's not good, but it's not awful. They were 21 of 24 from the free throw line. Again, pretty darn good. 11 of 30 from three-point land. That's almost 37%. That's not bad. That's actually fairly good. But so much of that came from SGA, and he's their best player, granted. But the reason why they lost that game is because Holmgren stunk in every way, 2 of 9. And again, only 6 rebounds, and had that one opportunity where he was streaking down the middle of the court, and I no idea what happened. And Jalen Williams wasn't good. And again, the media has just been slurping him nonstop. Like he's the second coming of, Lou Alcindor. I'm just going to move on because I understand if you don't love that I can be critical, I can praise, I can talk, I can reason. It is a great job by the Indiana Pacers to wake up with about 9 minutes left to go. It is a great job by Tyrese Halliburton to hit that shot. It is a great job by Carlisle to not stupidly call a timeout. Or did they not have any timeouts, or did they just not call it? They had one, right? And they just didn't call it. Do you remember?
The Pacers coming down the floor to hit the final shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, they right, had a timeout.
Off the rebound, they had the timeout.
Yeah,
they didn't
call it. Yeah.
And normally that is timeout central. That is timeout central in almost every case.
Rick Carlisle trusts his guys.
Now, if Tyrese Halliburton misses that shot, right, and if they're somewhat hurried and somewhat ruffled against a good defensive team, what do you think the narrative is today?
Shea 40-point game. If Shea drains it right there at the end.
Yes, or, fair point, or he misses it. Tyrese Halliburton, they get the rebound. They got 11 seconds left, 10 seconds left, whatever it is, and they don't use the timeout. And he either hurries the shot, takes a bad shot, they can't get a good shot off, whatever, against a really good defensive team. On the road.
Yeah.
What do you think the narrative is? Rick Carlisle's a dumbass for not using the timeout, right?
See, I don't know if I'm not going to kill him for that, especially with like how the Pacers have been playing like this entire postseason. I think the story would really be like if they couldn't get a good shot off or right there at the end, I think all the credit would go to Oklahoma City's defense. As opposed to, you know, people crapping all over Rick Carlisle for not calling a timeout when
that's fair.
The Pacers have been coming clutch.
But you know how this works, right?
Oh, absolutely.
The Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to set up. You got to advance the ball at half court. You give him.
People would say that. But at the same time, that would be my counter is the Pacers have been playing this way the entire postseason. Let it play out.
All right. Pacers win 111-110. We'll put that away if you want to hop in, 301-230-0980. When we come back, Aaron Rodgers. So much debate as to whether this is good for the Steelers or bad for the Steelers, whether they let Aaron Rodgers play them like a drum, whether they're actually any better. I'm going to tackle some more of that because we got into it a little bit yesterday, but the breaking news happened late in the 3 o'clock hour. We just didn't have enough time. So we're going to examine that. Then we get to, I got to get to some Daron Payne stuff because Joe Witt spoke glowingly of a very, very, very interesting and mysterious figure for the Washington Commanders in order for them to be great, certainly on defense, but really great as a team again this year. We'll tackle all that over the next 45 minutes to an hour or so right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to hold off on the Aaron Rodgers discussion for a little bit because I forgot we have Dick Girardi coming up on the Belmont Stakes just past the bottom of the hour, so I want to like not get into a long conversation here. And I posted some of the numbers at WrestleMania621, at WrestleMania621 on Twitter about the comeback last night for the Indiana Pacers. So, Max, real quickly, you snarkily responded when I said that the Pacers or that the Oklahoma City Thunder would probably win by 11 or more on Sunday night in game two. You said, oh, so the boys in Vegas know what they're talking about. Now, I did hear that on the show this morning, because I actually do listen.
Proud of you.
That the Pacers were 11-point dogs on Sunday night in Game 2 already, right? And Kevin, who loves gambling and who analyzes it and thinks Vegas knows a lot more than I think they know, was reasoning, oh, they thought, you know, the comeback was a farce, whatever. I don't know if you really know, especially with what the Pacers have done in this postseason, and we just gave you some of the numbers. I don't really know if you can use that and go, oh, they should have lost by 25. They were lucky to make this comeback. They got their one win. They're going to come in fat and happy on Sunday night. They're not going to care about winning. They're probably going to get smashed. I don't know if that's right.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think it's true necessarily, but here's the thing. I think the better team overall is the team that lost last night, right? And clearly they are going to be desperate to win a game two at home before going to Indiana for what? Games 3, 4, and 5, right? We
no.
still do 2-3-2 or 2-2-2?
It's 2-2-1-1.
Okay. But either way, to Indiana for games 3 and 4. So, I guess what I'm saying is, I think Oklahoma City, attention to detail, playing a full 48 minutes, playing, there's no way they can be as offensively as they were last night, I don't think, in game two. So, that's why I think OKC is going to win. That's why I think they're probably going to cover. Not because, and again, the spread was 9.5 last night, And it's, what, 11 or 11 and a half in game two. So it's even worse for the losing team. I think because they're going to be like a caged animal, desperate, what have you. And I don't think they can play as bad offensively as they did. That's why I think they will cover and win that game, game two. Not because, because Vegas has some secret recipe and some secret knowledge that nobody else has. That's not the case. That is not the case. There is no secret recipe. They are essentially pinning their hopes on, okay, Oklahoma City is at home. They are absolutely desperate. They blew a huge lead. They shouldn't have lost that game. They can't be as bad offensively as they were. They're going to win. Indiana got the one win that they needed. Like, there's four or five elements to creating that line that are reasonable. And I'm buying into, by the way, as opposed to they've got secret information and secret knowledge that creates that line, that shapes that line. Do you like that line, Max? Do you think that's unfair to the Pacers, or do you think that sounds about right?
11? I don't know, man. It's listen, I know that Vegas knows a lot more than I do, and they have a lot of stats to back it up. But at the same time, like, the Thunder are going to come out hungry, but even the Pacers, like last night, Siakam and Haliburton, they were in the tunnel after the game, and Siakam was like, "Dude, we didn't even play great."
No.
And yeah, Haliburton was walking off. He's like, "Yeah, man, we got to be greedy though. We got to be greedy." So, I'm probably gonna end up betting the Pacers, and there's a great chance that it's going to be wrong because I am betting the Pacers. Like, that's just how things go sometimes. But yeah, it's tough. I don't know where I fall, because before this series, I wanted to do the contrarian thing and take the Pacers in the series because you're getting good value.
Yeah.
And I was talked down, or I allowed myself to be talked down, by one Kevin Sheehan and others, the callers and things like that. But the blame does land squarely on me for not taking it. But I don't know. I think the Pacers could cover again. They could even steal game two. Will they?
Normally,
probably not.
I am a any kind of spread that's like double digits, that I'm a mark for taking the underdog, right? Because I just think, like, especially in an NBA finals or a championship final or in a big game situation, you're not going to get annihilated. But, you know, I think this has the recipe for a runaway Oklahoma City win. 12 to 15 points, somewhere in that range. All right, time for a trending alert. And then, what's that? Oh, okay. Time for a trending alert right here. And then we'll get a Belmont Stakes preview on the other side. And then we'll get to Aaron Rodgers on the Team 980 in the auto.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So yeah. All right, we're about halfway home. Not down the stretch we come just yet. Still about an hour and 25 minutes or so left in the radio showgram here on a Friday. But tomorrow they'll be coming down the stretch for the Belmont Stakes, but not at Belmont Park, where I was just at a couple of weeks ago for Alex Ovechkin and the Islanders, or and the Capitals against the Islanders, in which he set the record. Belmont Park under reconstruction, a massive renovation project. So the Belmont Stakes will be run at Saratoga, as it was last year. Joining us now is our friend and pal, Dick Girardi, who is always so kind to us on behalf of Bet Online, and joins us once again to preview the third leg of racing's Triple Crown. And Dick is brought to you and courtesy of betonline.ag. Betonline.ag. Check out BetOnline for the most up-to-date odds and props on the 157th running of the Belmont Stakes. Dick, it's Chris Russell here in D.C. Good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm great, Chris. How about you, buddy?
I am doing great. Thank you, as always, for your time. Let's start here. And maybe this is a dumb question, but I'll ask it to you because, you've covered this sport at an elite level. Is the Belmont Stakes the same when it's run in Saratoga, before we even get to the difference in the track, as in terms of panache and feel and importance and everything associated with the Belmont Stakes, where clearly sometimes we get a chance at a Triple Crown? We're not getting that this year. We knew that right away. Is it the same at Saratoga as opposed to at Belmont Park?
It's definitely different, but I would say last year it was a good novelty. People couldn't wait to get up there. Hey, you know, Saratoga's an iconic venue. It's the oldest sporting venue in the country. As you know, they usually run late July to Labor Day, run 40 days. But yeah, to have the Belmont Stakes being run there, one of the signature races in the country, it was a really cool deal. Now, it's not as big a deal this year and probably won't be next year because, look, let's deal with reality. It belongs on Long Island next to the Islanders Arena, as you said, which is right on the property of Belmont Park. And it will be back in 2027. There's a long shot chance it could be there next year, but seems unlikely. I think they're kind of shooting for an opening in the fall of 2026 for the track, the new track, and then the Belmont back in 2027. So it's different. Yeah, beyond the distance change, it's a mile and a quarter instead of a mile and a half.
Right.
I mean, you're used to having it on Long Island, and it's interesting. This is kind of hard to believe. New York City at one point had like 7 racetracks.
Yeah.
Aqueduct is going to close when the new Belmont Park is ready. Mm-hmm. The city itself isn't going to have any tracks. The only track is going to be Belmont Park, which is, I mean,
it's right on the border. It's right on the border of Nassau County and Queens. But your point,
technically not the city, but it's still going to be New York's track,
right?
And they're going to run there all year round, except when Saratoga runs,
right? And Aqueduct, you said, is completely closing down once the new Belmont is open, forever.
That is correct. Gotcha. So Aqueduct's last full year is very likely to be this year, and then we'll probably close. The plan is in the fall of 2026 to move to the new Belmont Park or whenever it's open, whatever comes first.
And as we discussed the last time you were on a couple of weeks ago, so I guess it was 3 weeks ago, on the Friday before the Preakness, and we'll get into the actual race and what could happen tomorrow. Of course, that was the last Preakness at the original Pimlico. They're going to renovate all that. They're at Laurel at least next year, maybe even two more years to reshape, redo the new Pimlico. And then shut down Laurel, right? Am I remembering that correct?
No, that's exactly right. All the Maryland racing will be consolidated in Baltimore, Northwest Baltimore at Pimlico. And the hope is, Chris, that it will only take 2 years because the project at Belmont Park was much bigger than what they're doing at Pimlico.
Right.
There's a lot more land, as you know, you were just up there. And they're building an entire new track. They're winterizing it. And they've done a lot to the racetracks themselves. They put in a new artificial track, changing the turf courses. The tracks themselves will stay the same at Pimlico. It's just it's going to be a new building. So I think there's a really good chance they're going to be able to get that up and running in two calendars.
The great Dick Girardi with us as we get you set for the Belmont Stakes, which again will be run in Saratoga tomorrow. Again, on behalf of betonline.ag, check out BetOnline for the most up-to-date odds and props on the 157th running of the Belmont Stakes. So the difference in the mile and a half to a mile and a quarter, and obviously a mile and a quarter is the Derby length, right? The Preakness is, what, a buck and 3/16 still, right? Am I remembering that correct?
No, that's right. So the Preakness is basically a football field and end zone shorter than the Derby, 110 yards, where the Belmont typically is 4.5 football fields longer, right? 440 yards.
And that's a huge difference, even though you get the extra week of prep time.
For sure. Oh, for sure. It's 25 seconds in a horse's life. Yeah. Which is forever. I mean, when they hit the top of the stretch in the typical Belmont Stakes, the Derby just ended. So that's how long it is. But yeah, again, we'll go at a mile and a quarter, the Derby distance, which obviously a number of these horses, certainly the top three out of the Derby, all ran at that distance 5 weeks ago.
All right, so in this particular Belmont Stakes, again, run at Saratoga, you do get the match we were hoping to get, or the rematch. Yep. Sovereignty, who won the Kentucky Derby, Journalism, who ultimately comes from behind and wins the Preakness, both in the rain, both in the crappy weather. And we finally get that match because, again, Sovereignty was skipped the Preakness. Do you automatically go Journalism, who I know you were high on going into the Derby, and obviously, again, the Preakness, and ultimately he proved you right in the Preakness? Or do you think Sovereignty, with that 5 weeks of rest in between, has a good chance to pull off his second leg of the Triple Crown?
Yeah, I mean, I've given this some real serious thought, obviously, and add in Baeza, who ran third in the Derby, and a close third, and also sat the Preakness. So you have two horses with the benefit of the 5 weeks rest, and then you have what I considered all along the best three-year-old in the country in Journalism, and ran, and everybody that saw it, I mean, what he did at Pimlico, horses don't do that. That race should have been over when he got squeezed at the top of the stretch, he basically came to a stop, and then he managed to come back and win. So I still like Journalism. The question in the back of your mind is, how is the third race in 5 weeks going to affect him? But you look at him, you watch him train, you watch him work, he looks fine. And a lot of really good horses, Chris, have made it all the way through here in the last 20 years and have held their form. I mean, thinking Smarty Jones, he didn't win, but he certainly ran great. And the Fleet Alex are two Triple Crown winners. Curlin, I mean, a lot of good horses can make it through all these. It's not like it can't be done. But look, Sovereignty's a good horse, too. He proved it in Kentucky. He improved like 4 or 5 lengths over the best race of his life. Journalism kind of has stayed the same and really good. So I want to see if Sovereignty can do it again. I'm going to try Journalism one more time.
It's hard to kind of ignore that and your reasoning. And right now, again, BetOnline has Journalism at 19-10, Sovereignty at 8-5, Baeza, who you mentioned, at 4-1. Rodriguez is another interesting horse, right, with Baffert. Now, am I remembering correctly, right? Rodriguez didn't run in either, or I'm trying to remember now.
No, you're right, Chris. He was entered in the Derby, and he came up with a hoof problem a couple of days before the Derby. It's actually the reason Baeza ended up getting in the race. They wanted to run him. They wanted to run him in a Preakness. He just had some physical problems. But the hope now is that he's over it. And look, his strategy is very simple. They're going to send the horse to the front and hope they can go all the way. Now, he's won the Wood Memorial, but that's a big difference between beating the Derby and the Preakness mm-hmm. winner and the Belmont.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You were inducted into the Media Roll of Honor and then at the National Museum of Racing in Saratoga, a year ago, right? Last summer?
That's correct. I was up there late August last year. Yeah. It was a great time.
And congratulations on that. You mentioned oldest track. I've never been there. I've always wanted to go there. I've seen so many races there. I've always wanted to go there. What makes that place just this, I don't want to say a hidden jewel, because it's not. Horse racing people know it and know it well. I mean, I remember, my gosh, Mike Francesa, who I grew up listening to on FAN in New York and working with for a lot of my life. I mean, he would talk about Saratoga, and I mean, so many NFL coaches wind up at Saratoga and NFL people wind up at Saratoga because it's kind of like the right time. What makes that place just the gem that it is?
So I'll quote Red Smith. He had a great line back in the day. He says, you drive 150 miles from Manhattan, mm-hmm. turn left and go back 100 years. So that's basically what it is. It's like these old, beautiful old Victorian homes mm-hmm. on Union Avenue and Broadway, where the two main thoroughfares. The horses have the right of way in Saratoga in July, August, and September. It's very much made about the racetrack, which is the oldest sporting venue in the country. And it's like another era. There's a place downtown called the Canfield Casino. It's actually on the National Register of Historic Places. It's right in the park down there. It's everybody should go there. And for the geography, it's 30 minutes due north of Albany, the state capital. Mm. You get on 87 and just go north from Manhattan. It's a couple hours from the city, but yeah, it's an awesome, absolutely awesome place. And it's annually the best horse racing meet in the country. They run 40 days over like 7 or 8 weeks from mid to late July until Labor Day is when the meet ends. And they have the biggest race for 3-year-olds outside of the Triple Crown. The Traverse Stakes is the crown jewel. That's the race at usually the last Saturday.
No doubt about it. And obviously, last year, this year, maybe next year, we'll see. They get the extra bonus of the Belmont Stakes. One more for you, Dick.
Yep.
So at Bet Online, of course, there's all sorts of different props, winning length, you know, gate to wire, winner, all that stuff. But then there's the mysterious, will a Belmont horse runner poop on the track on TV? And you might say, well, that's a ridiculous question, but it happened at the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. So right now, no is plus 140 or 7-5, and yes is minus 180, 5-9. So, right, you got to go no and just hope that you're getting some value there, right?
Yeah, Chris, it's been the only sure thing so far through the Triple
yeah.
Crown, right?
Yeah.
2-for-2. I call it the poop prop, but yeah, at BetOnline, as you said, they adjusted it. It was a pick 'em
right
at the beginning because nobody knows what's going to happen. But yeah, it happened twice. So yeah, I would say there's fewer horses, right? So you have less chances than in the Derby,
sure.
Where there were 19 of
sure.
them. So now you're getting a price. You're getting 7-5,
mm-hmm.
But you just have to hold your breath for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And hope that you do not see a horse.
And it's got to be on TV because, I mean, of course.
Correct. That's right. It's exactly right.
I mean, pooping is kind of. Yeah, pooping is kind of a thing that horses do, and they just do it whenever they want. It's got to be captured on camera.
Yeah, for sure. And maybe you could talk to the people at Fox and just go, hey, you know what? Maybe we can just do a quick tight shots on all these horses.
Exactly.
And see that part of it.
Nothing like poop talk on a Friday afternoon, no doubt about it. Well,
all the props are great. That's a fun one.
Listen, I appreciate you as always. Thanks for making time for us over the last couple of weeks as we go through the Triple Crown. You know I love it. I'll be watching tomorrow. Congratulations on all, again, of your success. I appreciate you as always, and we'll be watching out and sending everybody to betonline.ag to get their Belmont Stakes action in. Dick, thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you, Chris.
That is the great Dick Girardi with us, as he is for each and every Triple Crown race. And maybe we'll see if we can figure out something for the Breeders' Cup or down the line. But I appreciate him. I appreciate my guy Jimmy Shapiro, and as well Bet Online for making that information available. Yeah, indeed. A horse to poop on camera is minus 180 for yes, because it's happened already at the Derby and the Preakness.
It's not good enough value for me.
Well, then go no at plus 140. Right?
I think I might.
I mean,
feels like free money.
You got it. But, you know, but, you got to take a chance.
But if there's one thing I know about horses, it's that they poop a lot.
They poop a lot. But again, it's got to be on camera.
Exactly. And that's what I'm banking on.
All right. Poop talk on the Team 980 and the Odyssey. No, seriously. Belmont Stakes Talk. We'll get to Aaron Rodgers here in a sec on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Mad Max, you know what today is, right?
It's a feel-good Friday.
Well, not only that, yes. June 6th, year of our Lord, 2025. But every year, right around this time, give or take on the date, the Friday, first weekend of June, first full weekend of June, is always National Donut Day.
Oh. You know what? It is the last segment of the hour. I know we wanted to get into Aaron Rodgers, but we can get into it in the next hour.
Exactly.
I do want to talk to you about something here. Did you see yesterday?
Is this serious or?
I'm going to hijack a segment.
Okay.
You saw the famed Grant and Danny draft from yesterday.
Oh, yes, correct? I did. I listened to a lot of it in between phone calls. Yeah.
What the hell are we doing? I love and respect the guys on the other side.
Yeah.
Grant, Danny, Ryan, Darius, Toby have been nothing but good and nice to me.
They're wonderful people.
I consider them very good friends.
Yep.
And the second I walk out of this room at 4 o'clock, I'm going to walk over there and talk so much smack about the lack of ball knowledge with this fast food draft. Have you said you were listening to it. You were trying your damnedest to not fall off the road. You've got it pulled up.
Yeah.
And I can pull it up rather quickly because I put mine together as well.
So first of all, on National Donut Day, just real quickly, I'm heading to Dunkin' Donuts on the way home.
Oh, hell yeah.
To A, get me my coffee because I need that.
Are they doing free donuts today?
Yeah.
Oh.
A free donut with every drink purchase.
Oh, my. All right.
So
then I know
where
I'm stopping.
To make a drink purchase. I don't know what everybody else is doing, Krispy Kreme.
I was going to say.
All that. I'm not sure.
I might need to make a trip out to Krispy Kreme tonight if the sign is on.
Happy National Donut Day to everyone. Now, this was probably before your time, okay? But there used to be an NHL official named Don Koharski, okay? The New Jersey Devils head coach, I want to say he was their first head coach, but maybe he was their second, and I'm talking about this is in the 80s.
Sure.
Okay, after they moved from Colorado, was Jim Schoenfeld, a fiery redheaded guy.
Sure.
And one time, he got so mad at Don Koharski that the audio in the walkway to the locker rooms, to the officials' locker room.
Managed
have you ever seen this incident?
I may have. Let's keep going.
So Schoenfeld was so mad at Koharski. He's yelling and screaming at him about whatever call it was. I don't even remember. He goes, "Go have another donut, you fat pig." Just like that. Like he had the perfect accent. He's like, "Go have another donut, you fat pig."
We need more of that in the modern NHL. We need more rural Canadian accents.
Oh, man. So if Don Koharski is still alive, and I don't know if he is.
Hope so.
It's National Donut Day. Yep. Now, I'm not going to call anybody a fat pig. Jim Schoenfeld called him a fat pig. But I would say to you and all of you, my friends, it's a Friday.
It's cool.
The weekend
donut.
Is here. It's a little warm out there. It's National Donut Day. So in honor of Jim Schoenfeld and Don Koharski, go have another donut!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.